de Broadway a la Gran Vía. En esta nueva edición del programa de Radio Sefarad dedicado al teatro musical, les presentamos Oliver, la obra de Lionel Bart basada en el clásico de Charles Dickens, Oliver Twist. La obra se estrenó en Inglaterra en 1960 con gran éxito de público y crítica. La producción luego se trasladó a Broadway en 1964, donde también triunfó. Y este musical también fue adaptado al cine 4 años después, en 1968, y precisamente en este año, en el 2009, ha comenzado una nueva producción en Londres. Así que ya saben, si alguno está interesado y está cerca de Londres, pues puede ir a verla. La adaptación de Lionel Bart fue muy libre con respecto al libro. Muchas partes se omiten y otras simplemente son inventadas. Un dato importante es la figura de Fagin, el personaje judío que Dickens plasmó como un auténtico villano y que por esto fue acusado de antisemita, y que sin embargo Lionel Bart suavizó hasta convertirlo en un personaje más cómico que malvado. Otra curiosidad que se desprende de la primera producción londinense es que actuaron algunos niños que luego se convertirían en auténticas figuras del espectáculo. Por ejemplo, Phil Collins, el famoso batería y cantante del grupo Genesis, Davy Jones, del grupo The Monkees, ya saben, ese grupo que quiso hacer sombra a los Beatles, y Steve Marriott, que el enérgico cantante de The Small Faces. La primera escena del musical nos sitúa en el enorme comedor de la sala de acogida donde los hambrientos niños esperan la comida como una auténtica salvación. Getting our thrill. la comida vuelve a ser unas miserables gachas, y el niño de 9 años, llamado Oliver Twist, se alza para pedir más comida. El niño es llevado ante los desalmados y glotones encargados del orfanato, Mr. Bumble y la viuda Corney.
For what you are about to receive, may the Lord make you truly thankful.
Amen.
Please, sir, I want some more.
What?
Please, sir, I want some more.
More?
Catch him!
Snatch him!
Hold him!
Scold him!
Pounce him, trounce him, pick him up and bounce him!
Wait! Before we put the boy to task, may I be so curious as to ask his name?
Oliver!
Oliver, Oliver.
Never before has a boy wanted more.
Oliver, Oliver.
Won't ask for more when he knows what's in store. There's a dark, thin, winding stairway without any banister, which will throw him down and feed him on cockroaches served in a canister.
Oliver, Oliver.
What will he do when he's turned black and blue? He will curse the day somebody named him
Oliver.
Oliver, Oliver.
Never before has a boy wanted more.
Oliver, Oliver.
He won't ask for more when he knows what's in store.
There's a sorted chimney long overdue for a sweeping out, which will push him up, and one day next year with the rats he'll be creeping out.
Oliver, Oliver.
What will he do in this terrible stew? He will rue the day somebody named him
Oliver.
Oliver es finalmente puesto a la venta, y lo compran la despreciable familia Showberry, quienes lo llevan a dormir al sótano junto a un montón de ataúdes. Oliver lamenta la vida que lleva y se pregunta dónde está el amor.
Get a good price for him, Mr. Bumble.
Boy for sale, he's going cheap, only 7 guineas, that or thereabouts. Small boy, rather pale.
A la mañana siguiente, mientras Oliver trabaja, aparece el matón Noah Claypole, quien comienza a provocarle, metiéndose con su madre, que está muerta. Nuestro protagonista, muy enfadado, comienza a darle una paliza. La señora Sowerberry y su hija, al ver la pelea, comienzan a gritar histéricas. Mr. Bumble y los Sowerberry encierran a Oliver en un ataúd, pero durante el alboroto, Oliver consigue escapar. Después de una semana a la intemperie, Oliver conoce a Artful Dodger, otro niño de la calle, pero que viste traje y sombrero que le quedan notablemente grandes. Le hace señas para que se acerque y se una a él.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself a one of the family. We've taken a you so strong. It's clear we're coming to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares? Whatever we got, we share. If it's a chance to be, we should see some harder days. Empty lot of days. Why grouse? Oh, there's a chance to meet somebody to foot the bill. Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration, we can state, consider yourself one of us. Consider yourself
at home.
Consider yourself
one of the family.
We've taken a you
so strong.
It's clear we are going to get along. Consider yourself
well in.
Consider yourself
part of the furniture.
There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares? Whatever we got, we share. Nobody tries to be la-di-da and happy tea. There's a cup of tea for all. Only tries to be handy with the rolling pin when the landlord comes to call. Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration, we can state, consider yourself one of us.
Dodger es un carterista e invita a Oliver a vivir en la guarida de Fagin. Fagin es un vándalo cuyo negocio consiste en enseñar a los niños a robar carteras. Oliver inocentemente ignora este tipo de actos y cree que en realidad lo que les enseña es hacer bolsillos para las chaquetas.
Let's show Oliver how to do it, my dear. You see, Oliver? In this life, one thing counts. In the bank, large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees. You've got to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Large amounts don't grow on trees. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Why should we break our backs stupidly paying tax? Better get some untaxed income. Better pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two. Sing, boys!
Boys should be all brave like that. Better pick a pocket or two.
Charlie, take your hat off while you're in class. Robin Hood, what a crook, gave away all he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine. Get out and pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Robin Hood was far too good. Get out and pick a pocket or two.
Watch the beat, boys. From Bill Sykes, he can whip what he likes. I recall he started small. He had to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
We'd be like old Bill Sykes if we pick a pocket or two.
Pay attention. Dear old gent, passing by, something nice takes his eye. Everything's clear, I take the rear. Get in and pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two. Yes.
And the rear, I take the rear. Get in and pick a pocket or two.
When I see someone rich, both my thumbs start to itch. Only to find some peace of mind, I have to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Just to find some peace of mind,
you have to pick a pocket or two.
Al día siguiente, Oliver conoce a Nancy, la novia del granuja Bill Sykes, un ladrón que abusa de ella, pero del que Nancy está enamorada. Al conocerle, Nancy siente una especie de amor maternal por el pequeño Oliver Twist. Nancy y el resto de niños cantan una canción en la que muestran que no sienten nada el peligro y que, a fin de cuentas, viven una vida divertida.
Small pleasures, who would deny us these? A gin toddy's large measures, no skimping if you please. I rough it, I love it, life is a game of chance. I'll never tire of it, leading this merry dance. If you don't mind having to go without things, it's a fine life.
Fine.
And though it ain't all jolly old pleasure outings, it's a fine life.
Fine life.
And when you've got someone to love, you forget your cares and strife. And let the prudes look down on us, let the wide world frown on us. It's a fine, fine life. And it's gone out of it, all of it, every one of you.
Cares if straight laces smear at us in the street? A fine airs and fine graces don't have to sin to eat. We wander through London, who knows what we may find? There's pockets left undone on many a behind.
You don't mind taking it like it turns out, it's a fine life.
Fine life.
I keep the candle burning until it burns out, it's a fine life.
Fine life.
And though you sometimes do come by the occasional black eye, you can always cover one while he blacks the other one, but you don't dare cry. Come on, darling, see you last now.
All winds and all weathers ain't good for fancy clothes. These trappings,
these tatters,
these we can just afford. What future?
What matters?
We've got our bed and board. If you don't mind having to deal with Fagin, it's a fine life.
Fine.
And though diseased rats threaten to bring the plague in, it's a fine life.
Fine life.
But the grass is green and dense. On the right side of the fence. And we take good care of it, that we get our share of it, and we don't
think
it. If you don't mind having to like or lump it, it's a fine line. And though there's no tea sipping and eating crumpet, it's a fine line.
Fine line.
Not for me, the happy home, happy husband, happy wife, though it sometimes touches me for the likes of such as me. Mine's a fine, fine life.
Dodger, el niño vestido con traje y sombrero, se ríe imitando a un ciudadano de la alta sociedad.
Here, Dodge. Have you seen the way the quality gentleman treats their ladies?
Of course I have.
Shall we show them how it's done?
Definitely.
Oh, come on, Nancy. Give us a free show on the stage.
All right. How does it go now, Dodge? It's all bowing and hats off.
And don't let your petticoat dangle in the mud, my darling.
And I'll go last.
No, I'll go last.
I'll go last.
Anything for you mean everything to me. I know that I'd go anywhere for your smile, anywhere for your smile, everywhere I'd see.
Would you climb a hill?
Anything.
Wear a daffodil?
Anything.
Leave me all your will?
Anything.
Even fight my bill?
What fisticuffs? I'd risk everything for one kiss. Everything, yes, I'd do. Anything.
Anything.
Anything for you.
Everything you saw him do, and I'll tell you all the words you don't know, all right?
I'd do anything
for you, dear.
For you, dear. Anything
you mean?
For you mean everything to me. I know that I'd go anywhere for your smile. Anywhere for your smile. Everywhere I'd see.
Would you rob the shop?
Anything.
Would you risk the drop?
Anything.
Do your eyes do pop?
Anything.
Oh, when you come down plop.
And everything we risk. Life is there to keep you in the square. Yes, we do. Anything.
Anything.
Después, Oliver y el resto de los niños comienzan su primer día como carteristas, pero Oliver sigue pensando que le van a enseñar a hacer bolsillos. Dodger y Charlie roban a un señor mayor, pero este se da cuenta. Los otros dos niños huyen y Oliver es arrestado. Bueno, aquí dejamos el programa de hoy, de esta semana. La semana que viene, el miércoles, continuaremos con el segundo acto de Oliver. Hasta entonces.
Good luck on your first job, Oliver, my dear. I shall be waiting for you here when you come back. You can go, but be back soon. You can go, but while you're working, this place I'm pacing round until you're home, safe and sound. Fare well, but be back soon. Who can tell where danger's lurking? Do not forget this tune. Be back soon.
How could we forget? How could we let our dear old Fagin worry? We love him so, we'll come back home in no such great big hurry.
It's him that plays the piper.
It's us that fights us too. So long, Fiddy Wong, pip, pip, cheerio. We'll be back soon.
You can go, but be back soon. You can go, but bring back plenty of pocket and kerchiefs. And you should be clever thieves. Whippy quick and be back soon. There's a sixpence here for 20. Ain't that a lovely tune? Be back soon.
Our pockets are low, the watch of gold that chimes upon the hour.
Our wallet's back and our man's hat.
Look around us from the tower.
We know the street runners,
but they don't know his tune.
Well,
Pip,
cheerio, we'll be back soon.
Cheerio, but be back soon. I don't know, somehow I'll miss you. I love you, that's why I say cheerio, not goodbye. Don't be gone long, be back soon. Give me one long last look, bless you. Remember our old tune. Be back soon.
We must disappear, we'll be back here today, perhaps tomorrow. We'll miss you too, it's sad but true. That party takes us up to his sorrow. And when we're in the distance, you'll hear this whisper too. So long, pretty well, get the cheerio, we'll be back soon.
Cheerio, but be back soon.
Want to know somehow I'll
miss you. I love you, that's why I say cheerio. Not goodbye, don't be gone, I'll be back soon. Give me one long last look, bless you. Remember our old tune. I'll be back soon.
And when we're in the distance, you'll hear this whisper too. So long, pretty well, get the cheerio, we'll be back soon.
Dodger,
yep.
If you happen to pass the Tower of London, have a look at the crown jewels, won't you, boy?